Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
All right. This time came much faster than we thought. I think we've been in a little bit of denial leading up to this time. It's like, you know, probably 6 months ago or so, we knew relatively when we'd be transitioning out. And then that's been a blur pretty much from then. And now it's like, okay, less than a week, right? Pastor Bruce asked us to just maybe share a little bit about our time in Taiwan, what we've learned from that, and just how God has shown up in so many ways, what we've learned from being part of this congregation. And then, to be honest, as Lauren and I were talking about that, we really felt like we're storytellers. We didn't want to just come up and be telling you stories about the last 2.5 years. We really wanted to anchor it in what God has taught us about around change and how we're supposed to respond to change. And the last 2.5 years, I think living in constant change is probably the best explanation of what the last 2.5 years have been for us transitioning here. Now we're kind of diving back into that as we transition back to Austin. But I would also say we've been super busy. And as we've prepared for today, you're going to get a bit of the raw, Lauren and Kevin, because we have some notes we want to hit on. But I think, as I explained it, we were kind of shaking the paint off of it as we're coming up here preparing for this morning. So living in constant change, I think there's a specific quote that stood out to Lauren in a book that she's been reading that we really anchored on as we were preparing for today.
Yeah, so I've been reading through a book called The Holy Land Devotional, and a quote that I actually sent out to our staff just really resonated with me last week. It says, "Change is inevitable, change is unsettling, but change calibrates us for better kingdom service." So what we really wanted to share this morning was really three things that as we think about change as believers, really, one, how do we respond to change when it comes into our life? Number two, what do we learn from change? Because change is inevitable and it is also unsettling. So what are we learning from that process? And then how do we become better calibrated for kingdom service? So that's what we want to share our last 2 years through that framework in.
All right. Let me open us up in prayer before we jump in. Heavenly Father, God, man, we're just so, so thankful for all the ways that we're working here in this congregation, working here in Taiwan. God, we thank you for bringing us here and all that you've taught us through this change. God, we just pray that you would speak through us in this time, prepare hearts and minds as people here think about the change that you might be calling them into, and just be glorified through our words. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, one thing that we thought about when it comes to this idea of how are we to respond to change as believers, and you know, really the first thing that we started thinking about is change for us actually helps us realize how the fact that God never changes and he's the constant. In a world where there's so much change, in a life when there's so much change, he can be relied on to stay constant through all of that. And when we think about how do we respond to change, we felt like this quote from Malachi 3:6, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." We just thought about this foundation that we can have in God to be able to handle any change in our lives because of that constant, because God never changes. To give you guys just a little bit of context around the change that we went through as we were coming here, it started with you know, obviously preparation to come to Taiwan, but actually the week we were supposed to move to Taiwan, there was a freak snowstorm that hit Texas. It never snows in Texas. I grew up in Texas. I think I probably saw snow 2 times, maybe 3 times. We got a foot of snow the week we were supposed to move to Taiwan. They were supposed to come and start preparing our home and packing up our things. on Wednesday. The road was completely iced over with a foot of snow. They couldn't get to us until Saturday, and we flew out on Sunday. So that's how we started our transition to Taiwan.
More than that, the ice caused power outages.
Yep.
So there were no businesses open. So we cleared out our fridge so that we could do takeout the whole week before we moved. That was not a good idea. We had, you know, friends that when they had their 2-hour surge of power, we would run over and get coffee because we'd already packed our coffee maker. We also had to get COVID tests. This was COVID time. So you had a 48-hour window. We had appointments scheduled at a place that did not have power. There were no tests.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally the craziest situation. But we were like, Lord, if you want us to move and this is your day, then we're coming.
Yeah. So complete mayhem in America. And then we come to 2 weeks of quarantine in a hotel. That's something we've never experienced before with two kids. And then a transition apartment, not knowing where we were going to live because we couldn't come and see any of it. Figuring out school for our kids, going into a completely different school model. Our son goes to Morrison 45 minutes away, and honestly, we came here not knowing how we were going to get him 45 minutes away to the school. We just knew God was calling us to have him go to that school. And so all of this change, I think, really helped us realize that we couldn't orchestrate our lives here in Taiwan. And the way that we would go about dealing with those things in America where we had a level of control was impossible here. Our lives were just completely out of control. And I think, continuing in this idea of God really never changing, I thought this quote from Max Lucado, you can endure change by pondering his permanence. And I think we really felt that early on, just God challenging us to rely more and more on him. There's also an important part of, I think, something about who I am that made that particularly challenging. We tend to have different areas in our lives that we might go to before we go to God, or we might call that an idol. Some people might have an idol of comfort or power, different areas in your life. For me, my idol is control, and I'm recovering from this idol of control. And so when it comes to responding to change, looking back at it, we find that we actually grew the most because the change we were going through was in direct conflict with the idol that I had of wanting to orchestrate everything around me and God really making it clear that we were supposed to turn to him in that and rely on his permanence, rely on the fact that he is a constant. And that really leads us to another verse from Philippians 4:6, and where we're told, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then it continues on, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I think when we first came to Taiwan, we wanted this verse to say, in the first part where it says, don't be anxious about anything, for the second half of that verse to just say, those things will all just be handled, or it'll be clear to you how you can deal with this thing that's making you anxious. The verse doesn't say that, right? The verse says by presenting it to God, relying on him, then we find this peace in God. And that took us a period of time to, again, not be able to just have a direct answer for, okay, we're going to change this, we're going to change this, but just to rely on God and know that he was the one orchestrating all those things for our good, and we didn't need to be in that role of orchestrating it. And one last thing I'll say in this idea of responding to God, for us coming here, we talked about the transition, getting through a transition apartment, finding a home. I think it was...
Settled for 10 days.
About 10 days, where Lauren and I were actually sitting down together, and we finally were like, we feel like there's a level of control starting to come back. We had a routine coming back.
I was making cookies for our next door neighbors because we were going to meet the people next door, and then our phones blew up.
And then all of a sudden, the breakout happened here in Taiwan. So that was, I guess May, as we came here in February, as we went through that whole transition. We lived COVID in America. It was super hard in America, where we had a support system and had an idea of what to do in that situation. We had no idea how to handle it here. And so as COVID started to ramp up here, we decided, hey, the best thing to do would be go back to the U.S. for a period of time for the summer and get some balance, have the kids have some freedom. And then we realized, well, we have to figure out how to get COVID tests here now. So we went through all the struggles of trying to get COVID tests in Texas with the power outages. Here, we couldn't figure out how to get an appointment because it was super hard to get tested because of all the, you know, people who were sick. And so this was just another situation where many people were praying for us. We were trying to find every opportunity to go and schedule an appointment. And there was an organization that actually helps us as expats to book things like this. And so they couldn't even get any appointments. They finally got an appointment for us in Shinju the day before we were supposed to fly. And we had to stay there at the place until they gave us the results 6 hours later. I'm like, this is insane, you know? Is this real life? And so I'm talking to this lady on the phone and told her, well, we really want to go to this other location up in Taipei. We heard a friend that got in there. And I had many people praying for us. And so they said, you should just go and try it. Who knows? Maybe they'll let you in, even though you can't get an appointment. And so we go there.
We got there early. We stood in line. We watched person after person get turned away because they didn't have appointments. And that was us too. And we're like, Lord, please help us. We have 24 hours or less to get on this plane.
Yeah. And so we get up and give our paperwork to the woman who's in the full hazmat suit, right?
And the kids are like, what are we doing? Is it going to work? Is it going to happen? And we're like, shh, don't talk. Don't breathe. Just don't ask any questions. Just pray.
As we're standing there, my phone is ringing in my pocket. And of course, I don't answer it because I'm dealing with the person checking us in. She goes back in and checks on the computer. She comes back and she's like, okay, we're ready for you. I'm like, how can that be? Okay. Like, don't say anything.
Don't ask questions.
Go, right? And so we go in, we get tested, and of course that was terrible. But then we go and we get in the Uber and we're heading back home. And I pull out my phone and there's a voicemail. And it actually is the woman at this organization calling to say, I got you an appointment. Somebody canceled and I got you an appointment there. Actually, while I'm talking to the person handing my paperwork in. And it brought tears to my face. I just got overwhelmed with like, holy cow, God, like you've got us, right? All of the orchestration that I tried to do, literally the minute I'm handing the paperwork in, I get this phone call that there's this appointment. And so it was also an opportunity for us with our kids to be like, that was a miracle. That was God that did that. And this is how we can respond to change, knowing that even a crazy situation like this, God's got us. Right. And so anyways, that's a little bit of what we thought about how to respond to change.
No, that's me.
Yeah. That's
so me. I had a different verse. I think that when we think about change as believers, we can look to Romans 5 verses 3-4. This one really stood out to me for my time here in Taiwan. It says, we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. Right. And so for me, I'm a very bullet point person. And so this verse, just each of those buckets spoke to me in this time. And so when I think about suffering, I mean, you know, there's the tangible, you have to move somewhere, you have to do all your stuff, you have to get your kids in school. But more than that, actually 2 months after we moved here, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. That was a real thing to walk through. Not going to go into details because we don't have the time and I don't have the tears for that. So we're going to keep going. As Kevin mentioned, we relived COVID lockdowns. This time is the second time. We're in a foreign culture. We don't speak the language. We don't really have our people. In America, we had neighbors we'd already made relationships with, and we could kind of say, hey, you're in our small bubble, and we'll like all stay together, right? We didn't have that here. We were trying to make new friends and trying to join a church, and then we were online and wearing masks, and then, you know, church online again. On top of that, in the 2.5 years we were here, I lost 3 family members, and I wasn't able to go back for the funerals. Not going to cry. Because we do experience suffering, but God doesn't call us to stay there. This verse continues. So the suffering produces perseverance. You knew I wasn't going to make it.
I told you.
It's okay. So perseverance, one thing that really stood out to me was we experienced spiritual warfare in a very tangible way when we were here. And this really helped us persevere because we experienced reliance on the Lord in new ways. That wasn't something we experienced in Texas. The spiritual world was just, the spiritual realm was just made so much more real mm-hmm. to us being here. And our kids being older, I mean, you can tell it's not a two-year-old having a tantrum. This is like a four-year-old being attacked. And that was really hard. But again, we're not called to stay here. It reminded us that we need to put on the armor of God daily. And we have to teach our kids to do the same thing. We learned how to pray up our family before we entered dark places. We're not tourists here. We don't go into temples to, you know, look around and take photos. I mean, we prayed up and then we prayed while we were there and we prayed for the people and we prayed when we left. God helped us persevere when times were challenging and he surrounded us with people to pray for us in every circumstances. And because of that, we found, just saw so many miracles. And that perseverance, again, moving forward in that verse, that perseverance produced character in us that was just irreplaceable. So the character that the Lord really built in us, one huge call out was we were really forced to decide how we were going to live as Christians in Taiwan. It's not easy to be a Christian here. It's, you know, pretty easy, maybe harder now in the States since we've left, but the holidays we care about as believers are not prevalent here. The traditions that we wanted to cling to as a family, those were not things that other people understood or celebrated with us outside of the church. And you know, the language, we were very different than other foreigners. We were approached by other foreigners asking, why are we sending our kid to this school in Linco? And before we had a chance to answer, because it's faith-based and we want our kid to really grow in the Lord, we were told that we were making a mistake because we weren't using this time to send our kid to a local school and learn Chinese because that was way more important. So we said, thank you very much. And we kept walking. but we really clung to God for his direction on where we should invest our time and our priorities in this season of life. A second thing for our character was we really integrated our faith into our daily life. So when we saw temples, we would pray. When we heard an ambulance, we would pray. I've shared with some of you, one time we were in an Uber leaving church and there was an ambulance that went by and I said, okay guys, we heard an ambulance, we need to pray. And so it was a very simple prayer, like, and our kids repeat after us, dear God, please bless the people driving the ambulance, help them get there safely, you know, help the person get help quickly, help them heal, in Jesus' name, amen. And I mean, I honestly was tired, was going through the motions. I wasn't really feeling that prayer because I was like, we just were going through it, right? And the Uber driver through Google Translate asked me, are you praying a blessing for the people in that ambulance? And that was like mind-blowing. We don't speak Chinese, he doesn't speak English, but we managed to communicate and he saw that we live differently. So I really feel like we lived out 1 Peter 3:15, which is on the next slide. So always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. So questions I've been asked since living in Taiwan. I've been asked, do you think being a Christian makes you a good person? In a coffee shop, a 7-Eleven. I was asked at the gym, why is Satan depicted in movies with goat horns and yellow eyes? I was like in the middle of a shoulder press and I was like, hold on a second. I've been asked, what is the Easter holiday about? Or, you know, I'm learning about Jesus for Christmas, but like, who is Santa Claus? And I was asked by an Uber driver when I told him we were going to Linco for this school and it's Christian, he said, what is Christian? I'm like, I've never thought of that kind of question, right? Like, who is God? I'm prepared for that. What is Christianity? Maybe I'm prepared for that, but like, what is Christian? I was like, okay. So from our time here in Taiwan, we have become more comfortable with spontaneous prayer with strangers. We've become more confident in our faith and our individual beliefs. We become more courageous in having spiritual conversations in strange places, like in a wild hot springs. And we've become more expectant in the Holy Spirit's guidance and presence. And so the last part of the verse that we talked about before I changed it was hope. The refinement in our character has really produced a hope in us that as we face the change that's coming in the future, we know that God has good plans for us. We know that we've already been seated with Jesus in the heavenly realms in a stance of victory over sin and death. And so the question that we ask next is, what do we learn from change? So again, thinking back to that quote of change being inevitable and unsettling, we have to choose when we face change that is going to happen, where our help comes from. Where does our strength come from when we face change? And so we were brought to mind in the Bible, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2, which we sing often. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so I'll switch it to you mid-sentence. All right.
So when we think about all the ways that the Lord has helped us in this season, just thinking about all the ways that we've personally learned from the change of coming to Taiwan, honestly, as I thought about that, the first thing that came to my mind is a love of mangoes. That's the first thing that I learned. A love of all bubble teas. I don't think I've found any that I don't like yet. The one with the passion fruit seeds took me a little while, I have to be honest. But I love that one as well now. Blue magpies, you have to ask Daniel about that. If you see him after service, ask him about a blue magpie. But he absolutely loves the birds in Taiwan. And then I think we found that there isn't a single dumpling in all of Taiwan that we don't like. So those are some of the things that we've certainly learned. But all that aside, I think one of the big things that God taught us is having an awareness of the culture that we live in. Growing up in America, there's so much culture that's just tradition, and we learn about it from such a young age, and we just kind of do things. And I think as we came here, we found ourselves asking a lot more questions about why. Why do people do that? What is Ghost Month? Why is there a month about ghosts coming back? You know, things that people would believe in the culture here, we would ask questions about it. And what we really learned from that is we need to be doing that in America too. And we need to do that even if we are in our own home culture. We should be asking more questions about why do I do this thing? What is this tradition for? And sometimes there are certainly situations where God wants us to ask questions about what that tradition is and if that's truly from him and what he wants and has as the best for us in that situation. The other thing that we learned is just our responsibility. I think Pastor Bruce said, 6'8" white guy, blonde woman, our two kids that definitely stand out. Literally, there's no situation, there's nowhere we can go in Taiwan and blend in. And so that helped us understand our responsibility of being ambassadors for Christ. There were so many situations where people would just come up and start having a conversation, whether they wanted to practice their English, or they really were interested, or they wanted to know if I worked with the military, or if she's a teacher, and we could probably go on and on about so many different, things that people came to us with. But we've had a lot of conversations with our kids about, hey, did you represent Jesus in that moment? Because you actually stand out here. And especially as an American in this culture, they believe already that you're probably a Christian and you're representing Jesus no matter what you do here. And so that just probably overwhelmed us more here and realized again, as we go back to America, we're still ambassadors for Christ. Even if we don't stand out quite so much, we still have the opportunity to represent him no matter where we are. I think another big one for us is just having a heart for the lost, coming over again in America, you have many situations where people are culturally Christian and you don't experience as much people who are actively worshiping another God in front of you. And so here walking down the street and it seems like there's some sort of spiritual holiday just about every week where people are out in front of businesses or doing different things and they're actively worshiping another God. And I think God has taught us through our time, just having a heart for them. And in that moment, realizing the gravity of that situation and stopping and praying for them. There was a quote from, Tim Keller, and rest in peace for Tim Keller. What a huge loss, but he's certainly in a better place worshiping Jesus face-to-face right now. But Tim Keller said, all change comes from deepening your understanding of the salvation of Christ and living out the changes that understanding creates in your heart. and coming here and just experiencing God more and having a deeper understanding of his salvation for us has certainly changed our hearts towards the loss, and spend a lot more time thinking about, again, those opportunities that God might be giving us to engage with those around us. And then I think that the last thing we just wanted to talk about in learning from this change was God just really revealing to us through the change what his calling is for our lives. I had the opportunity to come here as an expat from a business perspective and have a team of people who I could engage with. And I think it really just revealed to me the importance of each of us in our marketplaces using that as an opportunity to represent Christ well, to live differently. And when it comes to engaging and helping them grow in their relationship with the Lord, coming to know more about who God is, we might be one of the few opportunities to do that, engaging with them in the marketplace. And so that's something that God has revealed to me, as well as going through a bit of a journey about just learning what God, his design for work, in parallel with coming here to Taiwan. So just a couple of ways that we really learned from the change.
Yeah, so we talked about how do we respond to change, what do we learn from change, and then the third question is how do we become better calibrated for kingdom service? So the verse that came to mind for this for us as believers, we look to 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 20. So it says, "From now on, we regard no one through a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation." And it ends with saying, "Therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." So again, thinking through these bullet points, as I'm a four-point bullet point person today, the first thing that sticks out is that phrase, regard no one from a worldly point of view. So when we think about this change, we actually look to every relationship we have as one of eternal significance. Second thing that stood out was live like a new creation in Christ. So we are not afraid to be different than the culture around us, even if it is our home culture that we're living in. The third piece was embrace the ministry of reconciliation. So as believers, we're constantly keeping our eyes open for ways that we can serve, keeping our ears open so we have the chance to have spiritual conversations, and then leaving margin in our schedules so that we make room for the Holy Spirit to move and guide us. And then the fourth thing is to live as Christ ambassadors. So as believers, we make it our mission, especially in our family. We like to call our home an embassy so that we are representing the culture of heaven when people come into our home. But also when we step out, we are ambassadors for Christ. So we realize and recognize we are on foreign soil and we are at all times to represent that culture of heaven.
So what does that look like? What are a couple of things that we can apply to our lives as we, you know, dwell on that verse a bit? The first one that we thought about is, and Pastor Bruce actually mentioned this in the introduction as well, the quote, I think he heard it from one of the other pastors, but just this idea of the journey is worth the goodbye, or, you know, the hello, the investing in people, even if it might be a short period of time and you know that this time together physically now is temporary, it's so worth it. And we've spent the last couple of weeks going through the goodbyes, so we certainly have that top of mind. But for sure, the last 2 years, the opportunity to invest in relationships here, even though we knew it was going to be temporary, has been so worth it. So that would be our encouragement to all of you. I think this congregation is all very transient, right? And people are coming and going and might be here for a couple weeks, a couple months, a couple years, maybe you don't know. I just highly encourage you to put down roots in the time you have and invest in people. And it's so worth it, even if you have to say goodbyes, you know, 2 years later.
Yeah, to just add to that, because looking at someone's timeline here in Taiwan is a really earthly point of view. I mean, if we are looking at relationships from a not a worldly point of view and we're seeing that eternal significance, it can be one conversation that you have with a stranger that changes their life because it points them to Christ. So just continuing to invest in people deeply, no matter how long you physically overlap in country.
Yep. And also, as we approached this change coming here, I think as we look back, we find that the people who were discipling and mentoring us were immensely important in preparing us for the change. And so if any of you are embarking on change, it's so important that you have somebody who is sharing biblical wisdom into your life as you prepare for that. In particular, for me, the person who was discipling me in my home church really challenged me around having clear goals for how God would work through us in our time here, knowing that we would have 2 or a little over 2 years, especially in the workplace. And so that, I think, changed the trajectory that we were on as we were planning to come here. And so, again, invest in finding somebody to disciple and mentor you if you're preparing for change as well. And then finally, I think the last thing was really around prioritizing relationship over experience. Coming into a foreign culture, I think it's very easy to get wrapped up in trying to do everything, right? Trying to go see all the places, trying to just experience everything that Taiwan has. When we lived in Singapore 13 years ago, we found that over the course of, we were together there for 4 months, almost every weekend we went somewhere. And we were flying all over Southeast Asia and experienced a lot of places.
13 different countries.
10 different countries.
10 different countries, yeah. We were gone all the time.
And when we got to the end of that time, we looked back and we said, well, actually, we missed out on a lot of the relationships in that margin that we would have had in those weekends. We saw a lot of great places, but man, way lower priority as we look back. And so as we came to Taiwan, we wanted to really approach it in a way that we were prioritizing relationships, having margin in our lives, not trying to do all the experiences. But then, of course, we do want to have some experiences and go and see places, but we wanted to do that with people. We wanted to do that and build relationship. And one thing that we found is it was a way for us to enable others to serve us and take us to these places. And like, all, you know, people love sharing their favorite location, you know, favorite restaurant, taking us to a wild hot springs that I think we are deeply in love with as we leave Taiwan. You know, just getting to experience those things with people meant so much more as we did that here in Taiwan.
So I would say, yeah, thinking about that better calibration, last point of the kingdom service, I think for me, there were three things that stood out. So to be better calibrated for kingdom service through this change, I would say the first thing I would recommend is identify yourself as a Christian in new relationships early on and clearly. I think that that helps you really identify where people are at in their faith journey so that you can see, okay, this is an opportunity for me to bless this person and invest in their faith journey as a resource for them. Or it can be, this person is going to be iron sharpening iron for me, right? So this is a relationship that we can really grow in the Lord together in. The second thing I would say is to be aware of the strengths and the passions, the giftings that the Lord has given you, but then to hold those loosely as you're looking to what the Lord has planned for you. So before we came to Every Nation, I was really passionate about starting a Christian parenting training program. I felt like, you know, kids' church, it's been done, it's already started. And, you know, what we really have a gap in the market for is Christian parenting. So how do we take biblical truths that are timeless and really equip parents to be disciple makers in their home amidst all of the stuff that has changed in culture over the last 20, 30 years since we were growing up. So when I came here and found out that the needs of the church were different, it's kind of like when you're singing on stage and you realize that somebody already has melody covered and you're like, okay, I guess it's time for me to switch to harmony, right? Like the Lord has equipped us for that, to serve in lots of different ways that may look different than what we think. And so I found that for me to really serve well here, I had to die to self and what I thought my plans were for what the Lord brought me here to do, and to really use those skills and giftings that God gave me in a different way, which ultimately was for his glory and my good. The third thing I would say is just pray for opportunities to experience God more. So we've had more opportunities to share our faith since being here I kind of mentioned it before, but to just leave you with a mic drop, I've talked about aliens in an Uber. I've talked about marriage struggles on the MRT. I've talked about the separation of goats and sheep in the Bible, talking about the difference between believers and those that are rebelling in the Lord in the gym. And I've talked about the origin of the universe and like matter and space and time at a hot springs in the middle of the wilderness. So
with you guys.
I actually did more listening. Pastor Bruce did more talking there. But I think at the end of the day, we can remember that God uses change for our good, that everything around us will change and God never will, and that knowing these things helps us better accept change when it comes our way.
All right, so to wrap up on all of this, I think we want you to all think about what change does God have for you? Might be small, it might be big, it might not be moving to a different country, it might be stepping into a relationship in a different way, it might be serving, it might be approaching your workplace in a different way. We just challenge you again, God has that change there for a reason. And I believe that through that change, as you step into it, you're going to realize more of how constant He is. You're going to realize more about and just grow closer to Him through that change as you rely on Him more. So just diving into one last verse. So this is what we really wanted to leave you with. Of be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And so that's really our verse as we leave Taiwan, going back to America.
Yeah, we kind of last minute added. We mentioned we were like throwing this together last minute. The other verse that we didn't put up here that I think was really an encouragement to you guys to look forward to as you face change is Psalm 119:105, which reminds us that the Lord's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so when change comes, you may only see that one step. Like we only saw move to Taiwan in the middle of COVID, in the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of the school year, like, okay, yes, Lord. And then, you know, we only see now, like, move back to Texas. I get asked a lot, like, what are you going to do as a stay-at-home mom when you go back? And it's like, my mind is blown. I don't really know. But I trust in the Lord's goodness. I trust that He's telling me to be strong and courageous, that He's never going to leave or forsake me, that He will continue to guide us one step at a time. And so I think we just want to leave you guys with that encouragement that as you face change, it's not that you get the full picture of where the Lord has you, but when you look back, you'll be able to see that.
Yeah. And finally, we just want to say thank you. Thank you to Pastor Bruce and Terry for shepherding us the last 2.5 years. Thank you for the friendship. So appreciative. Thank you to this amazing community that just welcomed us so much and poured into our kids and poured into our family. We're just so thankful. And our time in Taiwan, wow, would have been so different if we didn't come here on our first Sunday out of quarantine. Just you guys brought us into the family so quickly, and we're so thankful for that. And then thank you for leaning into hellos, right? I think we knew we were going to be transient. You guys knew that we were only here for a temporary amount of time. But wow, thank you for investing in the relationships with us. And it's so worth the goodbyes, even though the goodbyes are hard. And let me close this up in prayer now that I've got Lauren crying. Heavenly Father, God, we are so thankful for change. So thankful that You grow us through change, that You reveal Yourself to us through change. And most importantly, You reveal to us how constant You are through that change. God, I just pray that You would reveal to each one of us what change You want in our lives, whether big or small, and that we would just feel Your presence and step into that change. And Lord God, just knowing that we will learn from You tremendously as we follow You. We thank You, God, that You are a light to our path, and we know that we can always rely on You. God, we're just so thankful for all the ways that you have been glorified through this congregation. We thank you, God, for each one of the people here that have been so welcoming to us. And God, we just pray a blessing over every nation, Taiwan, as we leave. And we'll be cheering from afar for all the amazing ways that you're working through this amazing church. And we just love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.